This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Union Cabinet today reiterated its commitment to make Sevatheerth a global example of sensitive, accountable and citizen-centric governance. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw informed that the Cabinet approved the proposal for alteration of the name of state of Kerala as Kerala.
There was a long-standing demand that the name of Kerala should be changed to Keralam. Today, the Union Cabinet has approved this demand. Following this decision, the Honorable President will send the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026 to the State Legislative Assembly. After the decision of the State Assembly is received, the Government of India will take the next step in the matter.
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approved three multi-tracking projects covering eight districts across Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. The minister said Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs gave its approval for the development of the civil enclave at Srinagar International Airport. The Cabinet approved the extension of existing north-south corridor from Griff City to Shahpur of Gujarat Metro Rail Corporation Limited. The minister said Cabinet approved the enhanced delegation to Power Grid from the extant guidelines on delegation of powers to Maharatna CPSEs for increasing the equity investment threshold from 5,000 crore rupees per subsidiary to 7,500 crore rupees per subsidiary. Mr. Vaishnaw said the Cabinet approved the minimum support price of raw jute for marketing season 2026-27. He said the MSP of raw jute TD3 grade has been fixed at 5,925 rupees per quintal for 2026-27 season. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day state visit to Israel from tomorrow. This will be the second visit of Prime Minister to Israel. During the visit, the Prime Minister will meet his Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu. The two leaders will review the significant progress made in India-Israel strategic partnership. They will discuss further opportunities in various areas of cooperation, including science and technology, innovation, defense and security, agriculture, water management, trade and economy, and people-to-people exchanges. The leaders are also expected to exchange perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Mr. Modi will also call on President of Israel, Isaac Herzog. Ministry of External Affairs said this visit will reaffirm the deep and long-standing strategic partnership between the two countries. The 16th edition of the Joint Special Forces Exercise Vajra Prahar between India and the United States has begun today in Himachal Pradesh. It will continue till the 16th of next month. The exercise aims to enhance military cooperation between India and the United States by improving interoperability, jointness and exchange of special operation tactics. In Telangana, four top Naxalite leaders today surrendered before the police in Hyderabad. In a blow to the Maoist leadership, Tipperi Tirupati Devuju, Politburo member, Mallaraji Reddy Sangram, Central Committee member, Bade Chokka Rao Damodar, Telangana State Committee Secretary, and Nune Narsimha Reddy Gangana, State Committee member, surrendered before DGP B. Shivadhar Reddy. DGP handed over 25 lakhs rupees check to each surrendered. The leaders will also receive guarantees of security and rehabilitation. Delhi police today said that they have found concrete evidence regarding a youth congress protest that took place in India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi. Addressing the media, Special CP Crime Branch Devesh Chandra Srivastav said the investigation into the case has been transferred to the interstate cell of the crime branch. He added that eight people have been arrested on the basis of the investigation, include Indian Youth Congress President Uday Bhanu Chib. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan were 12 for no loss in 1.4 overs against England in a Group 2 Super 8 match in Sri Lanka. Earlier, Pakistan won the toss and elected to bat. And with that, we end this news bulletin.